So a lot of you say, well, Father, we finally see you. Haven't seen you in a long time. Well, I finally was able to get a day off today. It's been very busy going back and trying to catch up with everything. Well, my brothers and sisters, the first reading today is the culmination of what we've been hearing for the last few days of the struggle of Joseph. The story of Joseph reminds us that the good Lord is able to draw straight lines out of crooked paths. Even in the midst of rejection, betrayal, and many pains and hurts. In recent days, I have to deal with a lot of things in the Air Force due to the personnel problems, funding cuts, and all these things. And a lot of people are hurt. But look at the story of Joseph and look at our own story too. Where we are today was never a rosy road. Where it's all, was all perfect, it was all nice, it was all good. Sometimes we have to go through the hills, the valleys, the mountains, and sometimes the roads get so intertwined and get so long, but we push forward in knowing that the Lord is with us and He can bring good out of evil. Yesterday, we heard that Joseph had to forgive. He had to forgive his own brothers who sold him out, who wanted him to die. He forgave his brothers. And today, we see the reunion between Jacob and Joseph. Jacob said, I can now die since I have seen you again. But remember, if you go back to the first reading, the name of Jacob had now been changed to Israel. And the name itself, Israel, mean the one who struggle with God. Israel, the one who struggle with God. We're all, in a way, spiritual Israelites, the one who struggle, but not by ourselves, but with the grace of God that we shall overcome. Life will not be perfect, and things will always have its ups and downs. But may we not lose hope in our struggle. Jesus said very clearly today in the gospel reading, Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So, first of all, He said, don't be stupid. He said, be shrewd at serpents and simple at doves. Don't overcomplicate things, right? But don't be stupid either. Be shrewd at serpents, but simple at doves. And He will also say, you will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. Endurance, perseverance, grits is important. We don't always get to live life as we like. Sometimes we have to persevere and endure. And those moments in life make us stronger. And the sayings that we celebrate today, Saint Kateri Tekawita, was called the Lily of the First Nations. Her parents died because of smallpox. And because of smallpox itself, it impaired her eyesight, and her health was not good because of that. But she didn't somehow resent against what many historians call the disease brought over by the conquerors. She didn't resent or get angry with that. But through that, she found her faith in the missionaries. She dedicated her whole life, not only wanting to be a Christian, But the Christian virgin dedicated herself to God with purity of heart, with simplicity of heart. Kateri went through a lot of sufferings that she had to escape persecution too, because her lifestyle was not deemed to be like the rest of the native people at that time. But she knew who she belonged to. She knew who loved her. She knew who she loved. Christ. She loved Christ. She was happy to bear the name of Christ. And through her, all of her struggles, she continued to choose Christ. My brothers and sisters, as we contemplate all of the readings today, as well as the life of Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, may we recognize that we're not perfect like her. But in the midst of the imperfections of life, we can choose Christ first and foremost, so that He become our source of strength, our joy, our hope, and it is He who give us the strength to bear all things out of love.